This is the Daily Tip presented by BetMGM. Now, here's Chelsea Messenger and Michael Jenkins.
Here we go. Lions boost, Flyers, and the Bruins. You get the Flyers to win and more than five goals scored. That was at plus 260. That has been boosted now to plus 320. So if you think the Flyers can beat the Bruins, then, and you think it's going to be a high-scoring game, pretty good value here. I am not going to bet against the Bruins, who have won three straight here, and the Flyers are a decent hockey team. If you like teams that are, well, they're sort of middle of the pack, but they've lost five straight, so I would stay away from this one. Clearly, the Bruins are a favorite for a reason here, and again, Philadelphia is not terrible, but they're right on the cusp of being not great, so this is a stay away from me, Chelsea.
Well, important lesson on boosts. Just because a boost is there does not mean you have to take it. And sometimes it is tempting because it's right there at the top of the screen. And sometimes I see on BetMGM that they suggest parlays. And it's just like, right, you know, a bunch of favorites across multiple sports. And it's like, oh, $10 to win 127. Yeah, like there's a reason those odds are so long. So, you know, do your homework and make sure to look into a pick. Don't just blindly bet on something because it's boosted.
Yeah, I don't mind taking a dog, and the Flyers are definitely the dog in this game. But the problem is, A, they're playing on the road, and B, again, they're playing bad hockey right now. It's up under the 500 mark. So unless you think Philly can pull a big upset, that is a stay away from this guy. Time to find out who we have the most faith in today, Chelsea.
Today's best bets.
Chelsea, as I mentioned at the top of this show, you've lost two straight. You've had a lot of winners. I see your eyes. Just saw the whites of your eyes. That means I'm doing something right. Give me a winner tonight. Let's go 2-0.
Thanks. I've got to set the record straight. I have lost two bets in a row, and I am a person who makes bets 6 to 7 days a week for most of the days of the year. So two games in a row. Like, let's not act like, you know, I am on an iceberg, because I'm not. So we're going to set the ship straight back on the course tonight. Okay. And it's less like who I have a lot of faith in and more who I do not have faith in. And it's both of these teams, looking at the Blazers and the Nuggets. And I was on the Nuggets a couple days ago, and boy, did they let me down in the second half. You can't trust either of these teams. It was just announced that Damian Lillard is going to be out for the foreseeable future for the Blazers. CJ McCollum still out with a lung issue. And the problem is these teams just don't have a ton of depth. So maybe they'll start off hot, but when they have the guys come in off the bench, like, there's just not a ton of scoring. And we have seen that in the recent stretch for both of these teams. If you look at the under, it's hitting 8 of the last 10 for the Nuggets. The under is hitting 4 of the last 5 for the Blazers. And I think that's the play again tonight. I'm going to be taking the under at, I believe it's 216. Let's double check that. 215 and a half. Still like the under just because Jokic can have a big night. And this total will still go under. Both these teams have had trouble scoring at least 100 points. So I will be taking an under in the Blazers and Nuggets game at 215 and a half over at BetMGM.
Okay. I'm going to do that hockey like I've been doing, trying to go for three straight now. Let's do it. We got your Predators. I was just talking about Nashville, and they are hosting the Buffalo Sabres tonight. The Preds have just been unbelievable. They've won five straight, 12-1-1 in their last 14, including a huge win over the Avalanche, the Stanley Cup favorites. They could get Philip Forsberg tonight, but whether they do or not really doesn't matter, because Buffalo is just such a bad hockey team. As good as the Bills have been, the Sabres have been just awful this season. They've lost six straight, and they have some serious problems in net because of injuries. It looks like Aaron Dell's going to get the start tonight after being called up from the AHL. And he's been good in the AHL, but when he's been called up, he has really struggled. In seven starts this season, giving up 4.52 goals per game. Let's take Nashville to keep it hot on the puck line. That means they have to win by two. The juice worth the squeeze here. That is minus 130 at BetMGM. Chelsea, for a moment, I believe you lost the eight ball. Oh, but I see it in your clutches. It's back. Let's go.
Yeah, the eight ball rolled off the desk and was trying to go God knows where. I'm not sure where the eight ball was trying to wander off to, but hey, buddy, you've got a job to do, and it's to either ride or fade our picks. So let's start with mine. the under in the Blazers and the Nuggets game. Do we like it, Magic 8 Ball? Let's see what you have to say. Ask again later. Like I said, you have a job to do. This is live radio. Let's try again. All right. Concentrate and ask again. All right, 8 Ball.
Come on, 8 Ball. We got a show.
Yes, definitely.
All right. That's what I'm talking about. Let's go.
All right. My hand's getting tired from shaking this 8 Ball. Let's ask about the Preds. Do we like the Preds? Yes.
This is what I'm talking. Chelsea, I'm going to call it right now. 2-0 night. I think I've done that once or twice in this broadcast, and I believe I'm undefeated. At least I am in the new year. So we're going 2-0. I'm going to call it right now. And if you want to see the Magic 8 Ball, you can. All you have to do is log on to Twitch. We're on Twitch, twitch.tv/BetQL. Let's do your BetQL five-star best bet for insight, analysis, historical trends, and more five-star best bets. Download the BetQL app. Here we go. Thunder at the Nets. Nets laying 9.5 points tonight. The Nets are 4-16-1 against the spread at home, and I'm supposed to lay 9.5 with the Nets. Oh, by the way, Nets are 0-5 against the spread in their last 5 home games against a team with a losing record. The Thunder, the dogs here, 23-9 against the spread in their last 32 as a dog, and I'm supposed to listen to this chalk donkster over here. Get a shot of this donkey. Look at this guy. Oh, my God. His leash is over his eyes almost. No wonder he can't make a straight bet. Are you riding with the donkster? Look at this moron. Nets minus 9.5. Dumb as it gets.
Listen, little donkey. And for those of you listening on the radio, we have a mascot form for BetQL, the Chalk Donkey. We have a stuffed little donkey who we will be blaming for his terrible picks. And listen, like taking the Nets... Like, nah, it's off of back-to-back. Nah. We don't know if all the guys will be playing in this one. Won't be betting on the donkey to get this one right.
Can we show the donkey one more time? One more time. Big loser. That's all you can't help yourself. Oh, don't let him fool you. That's what they say about serial killers. Oh, he seemed like a nice guy. Just the guy next door. Next thing you know, body's in the basement.
For more, listen to The Daily Tip presented by BetMGM. Weekday mornings from 6 to 9 Eastern on the BetQL Network, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.